Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not news until Tom Withers from the Associated Press says so, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I miss covering the Cleveland Grand Prix.
Isn't that interesting? Did you have memories while we were sitting here talking about it?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, some good ones. I mean, I was not a huge racing aficionado, so to speak, but came to really appreciate it and had some great experiences down there. I got to do one year, they used to invite the media out, and I did the two-seater car with Alex Tagliani, who took me on a spin around that track that I'll never forget.
I was going to say, are you okay still from that?
Yeah. Honest to God, Jeff, it took me literally, and I'm not kidding about this, it took me like a week to recover physically. I will never, ever forget. First of all, I had no appreciation for, first of all, how fast, until you're in a car that's going on, or in one of those, it's not even a car, until you're in that vehicle that's going 155 miles down the straightaway. And that's about where we peaked out, according to the people that were in the infield. I didn't realize, too, the pressure when they start to brake going into the corners. It was like a piano, like just compressing on my back. And then literally for a week afterwards, I had such an adrenaline rush. It was just incredible. And what we didn't know while it was happening was, so Tagliani, when we got back, everybody had these strange looks on their faces. Unbeknownst to us, one of the airport, maintenance people, what have you, took off in their pickup truck, was driving across the grass, not realizing that we were on the track. Ooh. And so there were some horrified looks of people when we got back. And Tagliani took me for an extra lap. And I remember one of the people from his team coming up to me and says, "That means he doesn't like you, or he really likes you, because he gave you an extra spin." But it was really cool. And then the next year, I got to go in a truck with Catherine. She drove a pickup truck. Catherine Legg, who's still racing on the circuit.
Yeah, she's. And I think she's in this weekend.
She's in the Indy. Yeah. And she was super cool, and she was really new to the circuit at that time. But yeah, I have real good memories of times down there and real fun, covering those races. You brought up, I forgot about Paul Tracy and Sebastian Bourdais and some of those great names we had. And I really felt like Cleveland did a really nice job in supporting that event.
I agree with that.
Hey, Tom, we just saw that DeAndre Hopkins got released from the Cardinals. You think the Browns would have any interest in that?
I'm sure there's interest. There's always interest. They would kick the tires for sure. Obviously, there's a connection there with Deshaun.
Yeah.
I would caution people, though, that, they're already trying to integrate some new talent here as well. While there were some good moments that we saw when the media was allowed out there on Wednesday with Deshaun Watson and, connecting with Elijah Moore and some of the new faces on that offense, there were also some throws that, spoke to the inexperience and the lack of connection between them and how much work this team really still needs to do. So, yeah, I'm sure Hopkins is somebody that, if they weren't already interested in, that they will definitely, look into that. I don't know if it would be something Andrew Berry would do. I mean, there's the other side of that, right? What's he looking for in terms of contract? All those other variables that have to be taken into account.
Tom Withers joining us from the Associated Press. Tom, there are all kinds of things going on right now, so I'm going to pick a couple of things and just throw them at you real quick.
Sure.
We were just talking NBA playoffs and then relating it to the Cavs. And, you know, it though I love the core four guys, I don't know if they're a perfect match together. And I've said Evan Mobley can't become the guy soon enough. But a thought popped into my head during the commercial, and I thought, you know, I've never really thought of that too much. Do you think Evan really can become the guy? I mean, can he become a 25-point-a-game, 12-rebound-a-game guy on a regular basis? I think yes, but what do you think?
I don't know, Jeff. I'll say this. I do think he can. I'm not so sure on this roster, right, because of the ball-dominant players you have now in the backcourt. So I don't know, and I don't know if either of them would be, you know, willing to sacrifice to see Evan Mobley become that guy. The other thing, though, is, Jeff, bigger than that is, you know, does Evan Mobley want to become that kind of player? I mean, I think physically he does have the gifts to be able to do so, right? But it's obvious he's got to put on some more weight. It's obvious he's got to get a little bit tougher. It's obvious he's got to trust in that mid-range jumper or develop it a little bit better. You know, there were times in the playoffs last year, I thought, or this year rather, Jeff, where I thought he got the ball and he needed to take a strong dribble and get to the basket, and he didn't. You know, he faded away. Now, listen, 21 years old, I think we can all, you know, we've all watched him, you know, for 2 years now and have been impressed with the way he moves. There is a fluidity about him, especially on the defensive end, that I think we need to see growth in as an offensive player. So do I think there's potential for him to be a 25 and 12 guy? I do. I just think it's maybe a little bit further down the road than people realize.
Yeah, that might be. I think you might be right on the money on that, Tom.
Hey, Tom, I want to jump back to Browns for a second because I know we're kind of talking about some of the headlines from the week. Za'Darius Smith. I mean, I just wanted to. I was like, I'm all in, and then I'm like, wait a minute. First press conference. Okay, you got to settle down, Andy. Just
I mean,
the fact that he was talking about his contract and just like I was blown away by how honest it seemed that he was, and it was one of those refreshing press conferences that we don't always seem to get.
I completely agree with you, and I had heard that about him from some of my colleagues that have had him in the past, you know, in Baltimore and in Green Bay and in Minnesota, that he's a real engaging guy. And, you know, this is a situation where, you know, he's looking for a fresh start. Things didn't go that well last year in Minnesota. You know, he also, to your point, Andy, he revealed that, you know, he basically suited up for those last six or eight games because he had to get paid. I mean, that was built into
the
contract.
And he admitted it in the press conference. I was out there for $200,000. Oh, man, I was dying.
Well, and I love the way he turned that on everybody and just said, hey, you can get dressed for $200,000 as well, right?
Amen.
So, yeah, there was a candor about him that was refreshing. I'll say this, too, guys, in watching him out there, boy, I mean, he is a massive human being. And what really stands out, though, is how well he moves. I mean, you know, akin to how Myles Garrett, for a man of that size, you know, moves their feet as well as he does. So, you know, it was good to see him in the flesh. I've heard a lot of good things about him. You know, he was off to a phenomenal start last year in Minnesota before hurting his knee in that game, that crazy game they played in up in Buffalo. And so he really struggled down the stretch. And now I think we all have a good reason, you know, we see why. But I was also interested in seeing how, you know, Tomlinson looked out there, and Maurice Hurst is a guy who popped out to me. You know, it finally looks like when you look at those defensive tackles and ends, they've got some depth there. They've got some guys that, sure, there's still some development that has to go on with some of the young guys, you know, Alex Wright being one of them. But, you know, they seem to have some depth at a position that we were all crying about last year.
Tom Withers joining us, Associated Press. Guardians getting ready to take on the St. Louis Cardinals. Tom, we all know the offense has been bad and there could be trades and everything else. Are you – I'm a little surprised that they've stayed the course so much with the guys who are here right now rather than maybe trying to shuffle a little bit between the majors and some of the guys who are playing a little better in the minor leagues right now or who are hot in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the answer, though.
No, I agree with you, Jeff, and that's a tricky one. And I think we hit the 50-game mark tonight, right? And so I really do think they are heading into a critical juncture here, to your point, as to whether or not – I mean, some big decisions are going to have to be made here over the next couple of weeks if this continues. But I do like the fact that they've brought some of those young kids in for at least a look. And so when they're brought back the next time. I'm talking about guys like Rocchio, and I think we're going to get Oscar Gonzalez back here at some point. So it's not going to be, you know, completely new to them, and they kind of, you know, can hit the ground running, so to speak. I think the bigger issue for me to this point is that, you know, two of the guys they really leaned on last year, Stephen Kwan and Andres Jimenez, are kind of having sophomore slumps, right? And I know this is not necessarily a sophomore year for Jimenez, but it is for Kwan. And, you know, he's hitting, and this is no knock on Stephen because he's still playing at a very high level defensively, but, you know, he's only batting, you know, 250 or so. He's not setting the table like he did last year. And then there's been a trickle down throughout the lineup. So the bigger issue to me, guys, is just this lack of power, this inability to come up with that three run home run that, you know, that teams fall back on. I mean, the power numbers are significantly down. They've gotten, you know, they got 30 home runs through 49 games. The last time they had this few home runs through that many games was 1991. That's a team that won 57 games. So I think all things considered, listen, the silver lining is they're in the AL Central. There's still some time, but I really do think, Jeff, to your point, you know, we're heading into a stretch here of about 15 or 20 games where it's like, okay, is it going to happen or it's not?
Tom, you have gold glove caliber guys in left and center.
Yeah.
Who, as you just pointed out, with Steven not hitting and Miles Straw's hot start is over with. How sustainable is that combination?
That's another good question. You know, I there's been talk about, you know, if they ever move Straw, could Kwan handle center field? And I do think he could. But I still think the sample size is small enough, Jeff, that you give it a little bit more time. You know, and let's not discount what Miles Straw means in center field. You know, Terry Francona talks about it all the time. The ball gets hit and it gets caught when he's out there. And I know there's a confidence level that the pitchers have in knowing that Miles is directly behind them. So sustainable long term, I don't know. But you know, the other thing about this team is, Jeff, when you look around and you look at some of these young guys and we can talk about some of the talent that's not even here yet, and a guy like Gavin Williams, who is just absolutely dominating at the AAA level, you know, there is hope for the future. You know, this farm system is still really loaded. It's just that right now, you know, based on 92 wins last year and having the run that they did, the expectations were much higher in this season, and they've not lived up to it to this point. And like I said, I think we're entering, you know, the start of a new month here coming up where it's got to happen or it's not going to happen.
One last question for you, just real quick. There's some reports out there that the Browns have worked out Darrell Henderson, running back. What are your thoughts on that? And what would they be doing at the running back spot to do that?
Well, you know, you're always looking for depth at that spot.
Right.
Listen, you know, there's such a turnstile at that position throughout the league. You know, I could see it. You know, this is what they do. Andy, you know as well as I do. I mean, this is what teams do. You get a guy. You might be also be doing a favor for an agent or for somebody else and bringing him in and giving him a look and allowing him then to get his name out there to show that there might be interest. So, you know, I always take those things, you know, very, very much at face value, but knowing that there are a lot of other things that are going on when you have a guy working out and whether or not that information is being leaked and all those other things. I've been around too long to you know, take anything, you know, without looking a little bit deeper into it. There's always some other agenda at play.
Tom, don't forget your sunblock at practice next week. It's supposed to be 80s.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Tom, have a great weekend and enjoy yourself. Be safe, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, we'll talk to you later. It's not news until Tom Withers from the Associated Press says so, and he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.